And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, February the 7th, 2018. We're going to have a couple of guests in the third hour. We're going to have Lee Stranahan come back and talk to us about some new amazing revelations. Yeah, revolutions is really what's happening right now. We've had a revolution, a counter-revolution, and they've been trying to do a coup, and now we've got a counter-coup going on. Question is, will we change the underlying corruption in Washington, or will we just see this as an opportunity to get rid of some corrupt individuals, the corrupt individuals who came because they can use this system? And, of course, Congress hasn't shown any interest in changing and altering or abolishing this system that was exploited by criminals higher up. They have actually covered up for it. But what we're finding out today was put out by Conservative Treehouse. We're going to talk to Lee Stranahan about it. Also, Lionel is going to join us. Carter Page, the guy who was at the center of the FISA search warrants, was presented as somebody who was working for a foreign government. And that was kind of right. He was working for the FBI. He was working for the deep state. He was working for the never-Trumper establishment that was trying to take out President Trump. Yeah, he was working for a foreign government, a government that has foreigned everything in our Constitution, foreigned all American values, unaccountable, unelected by us, but perpetually there. The FBI, the NSA, the surveillance state, the police state. So they were actually being probably the most truthful part of their FISA warrant was that he was working for a foreign government. However, he had been listed in previous prosecutions as a FBI employee, and they had used him to go after, guess who? Russian spies. And they'd had prosecutions with this very high-profile New York attorney who is a district attorney, I think, or federal attorney. He's a federal attorney because Trump did not renew his contract. And everybody got upset about it. Preet Bharara, remember that guy? He was one of these guys like Robert Mueller who can do no wrong. One of these uncorruptible Jagger Hoover types. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk to both of them about that. It's going to be pretty interesting because this puts us all in a new light. I imagine that this new Democrat memo that's going to be coming out by Adam Schiff probably pushes back on this whole FISA warrant and said, look, you know, they were just doing their job. They weren't trying to entrap him. Everybody has some bias, and when we get search warrants, we know that people who are giving us information may be less than perfect individuals. So what, right? This is not simply a case of sloppy work. It's not simply a case of gullibility. It's not even simply a case of bias. This new information basically shows that this is an effort to entrap President Trump, to outright lie about things, and presenting this guy as a foreign agent when he's been their employee to spy on Russians. And so what we're now seeing is something that goes from bias to criminal conspiracy. Not a conspiracy theory, criminal conspiracy. And it is a crime to do this. And when they're working together to do this, that is technically a conspiracy. Almost every prosecution that the government comes up with, they always add the charge of conspiracy, unless you're a lone shooter like Stephen Paddock. And we got some updates on Stephen Paddock you won't believe. Amazing stuff. Interesting. He said he thought he was under mind control by the CIA. How many times have we seen that in people's writings that go on to do mass shootings? Remember the guy who shot up the Navy shipyard? And he wrote, carved on the stock of his gun, this is my ELF, you know, his extremely low frequency stuff. And interestingly enough, the NSA and others were talking, and CIA were talking about using extremely low frequencies. He didn't think he was Legolas. No, the ELF is not referring to an elf. Extremely low frequencies. They talked about how they could use that to manipulate humans. And so we'll talk about that as well. Stephen Paddock, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Go want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Wednesday, February the 7th, 2018. Yeah, I've just been talking about what was going on in 16. We now have a stock market that's gone up. This thing is starting to look like a video poker machine. And be careful, because nobody but Stephen Paddock can make money in these kinds of environments. It had the best day since 2016. That's why I said 2016. The Dow closes up more than 560 points. It had a dive earlier in the day, but then closed up 2.3%, recouping nearly half of the 1175-point plunge that it took the day before. So we had a bad Monday, a good Tuesday, and who knows what's going to happen today. We'll wait and see what happens. Meanwhile, we have the House passing a stopgap spending bill to avert a shutdown. We're going to talk about DACA, or as I like to call it, CACA, because that's really what this is. Let's just understand that this is a CACA hole that we have put ourselves into to say that we have to do something for these dreamers or these DACA recipients. There is no such thing as dreamers. Remember, Roy Moore plainly said that. It's one of the reasons that he could not be allowed to get into Washington. He had to be shut down by both the Republicans and Democrats because they're both pushing this right now. Both of them are pushing it. Played for you yesterday, Hillary Clinton, back in 2014, saying just because somebody gets across the border doesn't mean they're allowed to stay. If we've got young kids, we need to find their parents and get them hooked up with their parents and send them back to their parents and so forth. But now, totally different. Both the Democrats and Republicans have some political agendas that don't align with making America great again. As a matter of fact, it is going to deconstruct America very quickly. We'll tell you why. Walter Williams has talked about this. Immigration, Lies, and Hypocrisy had a great article that was picked up by Zero Hedge. It gets right to the point. And so that's what is coming this week. We got this temporary funding bill, as well as let's do a deal on immigration. Let's not do a deal on immigration. Let's do a deal on border security. Border security first means America first. If you do anything other than border security, you're putting America last. Amnesty and citizenship puts America last, not first. Let's just understand that. So they've got a stopgap bill that was approved yesterday, and they're going to be moving this now to the Senate. The Senate will probably make some changes. And then they will send it back to the House and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they got a Thursday deadline. They got a deadline tomorrow. So they're all kind of hanging around Washington. Can't take any junkets right now. Poor guys. This is the fifth stopgap of the federal fiscal year, which began just in October. October the 1st. Stopgaps, as they point out in Reuters, are needed when Congress fails to get their job done, to approve a budget. That's exactly what's going on here. Let's talk about the Vegas shooter, because we had some amazing information come out. It's not really being talked about in the mainstream media. This article is from the Free Thought Project. The Vegas shooter reportedly warned that his brain was, quote-unquote, hacked, and he was under government control. Now, isn't this a ridiculous idea that the government would be interested in controlling and hacking into people's brains? I mean, you know, it's not like they don't spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the BRAIN project. It's an acronym. That was just done by Obama. And it isn't like DARPA and the CIA haven't been trying to hack people's brains since the 1960s, or actually earlier than that. The experiments with LSD, things like that. Shocking information coming out of Las Vegas on Stephen Paddock was recently reported. It's going completely unnoticed by the mainstream media, says Free Thought Project. There's a report that has testimony from one of Paddock's high-priced escorts, because we're talking Vegas here, who is blowing the whistle on how a prostitute who met with the deranged shooter just before the massacre, that's significant, just before the massacre, has since gone missing, and noted how she thought that he was under control of the government. Interesting. The escort was reported missing by her boyfriend just after the shooting. Now a former escort who once dated Paddock is speaking out about the sheer insanity involved in this case. Quote, she was telling girls after work that she was scared something would happen to her. She was booked the day before or the day of the shooting before she disappeared. Paddock allegedly had acted out depraved torture fantasies with these escorts, paying them up to $6,000 an hour. And where did he get all this money? Oh, that's right. He was a video poker mastermind. He's playing a video poker game and making all this money. Yeah, right. Okay. That was the first clue that we were being lied to by the Vegas police, by the Vegas casinos and others. Also, the fact is that if he's making so much money, why does he, you know, and he's not in his right mind, he's ready to go on a killing spree, why does he settle up his massive debts with the casino just before he goes on this killing spree? Smell a rat there? I do. Very, very strange. Very strange. And then it goes on. The 27-year-old woman said that Paddock would often rant about conspiracy theories, including how 9/11 was orchestrated by the U.S. government. Just for the record, I don't go to Vegas. I don't have anything to do with prostitutes. I'm not sick like this guy. But I do believe that the government was involved in 9/11. Absolutely do believe. But I guess that makes me a kook like Paddock in the eyes of the mainstream press. She said there's messages where Stephen is telling her he's a government experiment and that they're listening to everything he says and does. Well, they're doing that to everybody. You do know that the government is listening to everything that you say and do, and that they are following. It's the metadata, folks. We'll talk about that more in a minute. That's really what's important. But as we had Michael Hayden say, and we play that for you frequently, they are not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. And they're also interested in controlling people. That has been a central theme of the Central Intelligence Agency for decades and decades, more than half a century. The CIA planned for and participated in influencing human behavior with electronic signals like Paddock was alluding to. And I've also talked to you about, you know, we had that Navy shooting, the Navy yard, the shooter there, and he had on his stock carved into it, this is my ELF gun. And Michael Aquino, the guy who was proud of the fact that he was involved with the Church of Satan out in California, he was also alleged by a pastor who was on the Presidio military base in San Francisco. They had brought up charges that he had molested this pastor's I think it was his grandson. The grandson had described how this individual, Michael Aquino, had a room in his house that was all black. And the pastor who knew this guy and how creepy he was, because he's gone on Oprah talking about, openly talking about the fact that he works for the government, he worked for the NSA, and he was part of the Temple of Set, I think was the whatever name that he called his satanic organization. But the guy looked like Eddie Munster. Eddie Munster is the way he was dressed. And he goes on Oprah to talk about this openly. Because, you know, Oprah is such a nice person. And just like Ellen DeGeneres, she doesn't have anything to do with these, the deep state. No, not at all. But anyway, he was accused of being a pedophile. And they covered for him and they sent him to another station. But Michael Aquino had written a book talking about mind control and warfare against the general public. And one of the things he was talking about was using extremely low frequency. Like I said at the top of the hour, ELF does not mean like a Keebler elf or Legolas. It means extremely low frequency. And so they were working, and that was back, I think, in the, if I remember correctly, it was 80s that that document came out. Anyway, it's called Mind Wars. Mind Wars, I think, is the name of the document. They said one of the more ominous documents released in the JFK files it has the CIA admitting to numerous campaigns of propaganda, public deception, but also involvement in research for techniques influencing human behavior on methods of protecting agency personnel against the hostile use of drugs or brain-working techniques. See, they were worried that those Russians were going to hack our brains first. So we got to come up with something to hack the general public. They actually gave LSD to people. They would set up brothels and operated them out of San Francisco so they could do LSD experiments on people. So we had a mind control gap. Now, you know, just like the nuclear weapons gaps or whatever, or the killer robot gaps, the mind control gap.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us. Drifting, falling, floating waves. Calling, calling.
That's right. That's the more appropriate song for Elon Musk's latest PR stunt. He has the Tesla Roadster stuck on top of his SpaceX Falcon Heavy mega rocket, and he plays music from mega rocker David Bowie, Life on Mars. That's a better song, by the way, Major Tom. And it actually mirrors what really happened to this mission. We're going to get into that in a moment. You probably just heard the hype version of this, the world's most powerful rocket. SpaceX Falcon Heavy mega rocket with Elon Musk's cherry red Tesla Roadster stuck on top on its way to Mars. That's the hype. We're also told in another incredible accomplishment, the Falcon Heavy's side boosters touched smoothly back down to Earth on two separate landing pads about 8 minutes in after surviving reentry burns. Okay, now that's the hype, and that's what everybody is putting out there. Here's the reality. Further down in the article, I'm reading from the Daily Mail at the moment. We've got a lot of articles here about this. A source told Verge that the Middle Corps missed the drone ship where it was supposed to land. SpaceX hasn't confirmed that yet. Meanwhile, the second stage is continuing its trajectory towards Mars, they say. Nope, it isn't. It isn't. And they were live streaming stuff back. And if you look at that picture, those of you who are looking at it, they've got a camera there in the Tesla Roadster on top of the rocket that was supposed to go to Mars, isn't actually now. It was supposed to go to Mars, and they're streaming that back for hours. I think it's about 6 hours they did that. And that's not an astronaut there in the seat. No, that's a dummy. And that's the perfect metaphor for the way Elon Musk sees transportation, isn't it? You are the dummy in the seat. You're not in control. And quite frankly, neither is Elon Musk or Tesla. They overshot their Mars orbit, and they're now headed to the asteroid belt. But look at the clever way he disguises this as a success. He tweets out, "Third burn was successful. We exceeded the Mars orbit, and we kept going to the asteroid belt." No, exceeded the Mars orbit. In other words, we missed. We missed. Mm-hmm. See, close only counts in nuclear weapons and horseshoes. It doesn't count in space launches. And he missed an entire planet. I mean, how's that for hype? But let's talk about the fact that it's the most powerful rocket ever. They just don't know where it's going. Kind of like autopilot on the Tesla cars. And again, you can ride along with the dummy. You can watch that, or 6 hours. I think they've stopped the transmission now. They got a little camera there over its shoulder. And the Roadster. The Roadster that he attached to the upper stage. Again, another PR gimmick. Okay. What Tesla wants you to see, what Elon Musk wants you to see, is they want you to associate his failing company that can't meet their manufacturing deadlines for the Model 3. I mean, they have about 450,000 pre-orders, and they've only been able to do a couple of quarters where they've been able to produce 1,000 vehicles in a quarter. So they're woefully behind. Part of that is that they can't assemble the batteries, you know, that giga battery project that they've got. So they want you to think that this is a successful launch. They're not going to talk about the fact that they missed Mars, missed an entire planet. They want you to see his car and associate it with his rocket and forget about the fact that they can't manufacture the cars, or forget about the fact that this Roadster, he actually admitted that the Tesla Roadster, the one that he sent up, this is the first model of the Tesla Roadster. He actually admitted that it was a hack job, that it's junk. So now we've got a new metaphor for space junk. You know, we talk about all the space junk, all the obsolete rocket stages and everything that are circling the Earth, and it's become quite a big problem. They eventually have their orbits decay and they come back down. They can be a big, big safety issue when they fall back to Earth. But they can also be a safety issue to other non-space junk that is trying to orbit the Earth. And so now we got a new kind of space junk, his original Roadster, the original Tesla Roadster. And going back not too long ago, Jalopnik pointed out that he actually confessed to the fact that it was a hack job, that it was junk. He said it was a mishmash of parts. He said it looked great on paper, but it didn't work in the real world. He was speaking at the World Energy Innovation Forum. He told the audience that the two core principles undermining this Roadster, the original Roadster that he just sent up into space, was to adapt the Lotus Elise chassis and then to take out that evil internal combustion engine that was so lightweight. And that was the beauty, always has been the beauty of Lotus cars, has been the lightness. That's what the designers have always focused on. So then he put in this incredibly heavy electric battery system, which totally destroyed all of the handling. That's what it was known for. So why you got a Roadster with no handling? And he says, we ended up changing most of the damn car. It delayed the launch, and it caused many, many recalls after people finally took it. So he admitted that it was junk. But then he said at that forum, he said every type of transportation, with the exception of space travel, will be electric in the future. And he said internal combustion vehicles are everything from absurd to ridiculous. No, that was his Roadster that was absurd to ridiculous. That's what his SpaceX rockets are that can't find Mars. And that's what his PR shows are. This guy is the 21st century equivalent of P.T. Barnum. He just keeps getting away with it. Absolutely amazing. Now, Steve Wozniak, who has watched Steve Jobs up close, he had the reality distortion field whenever he'd present his iPhone. Nothing at all to the magnitude of Elon Musk. Steve Wozniak says, I don't believe anything that Elon Musk says. And Zero Hedge had this article. He said, most naysayers are brushed off as bears with an axe to grind, or more simply, you just don't get it. That's what I hear all the time. Oh, you don't like Elon Musk and you don't like Tesla and all this kind of, you just don't get it. I get it. I understand. Believe me, I understand where this is going. And my wife sent me this this article last week, and she said, well, that makes two of you that don't buy into Elon Musk. Steve Wozniak, one of the Apple co-founders, and you. I said, no, actually, there's three of us. Eric Peters doesn't like him either because he's written articles about how this guy is the king of crony capitalism. And he is. That's his model for success. And so Steve Wozniak, who has seen all the smoke and mirrors coming out of Silicon Valley, isn't buying it. As a matter of fact, he owns two of the Tesla cars. And he says there's way too much hype around all this stuff. He says, I don't believe anything Elon Musk or Tesla says, but I still love the car, he said. He says, what he says, can you really believe in him? Is he just a good salesman like Jobs, said Steve Wozniak. Wozniak also took shots at the state of Tesla's current state of self-driving technology. He said, when a Tesla runs into any condition on a highway that's a little unusual, it could be a cone in the middle of the lane, you have to move over, said Wozniak. A dumb human or a smart human can easily do it, but the Tesla can't. Man, you gotta be on your toes all the time with the Tesla autopilot. And we just saw this last week. The Tesla on autopilot slamming into a parked fire truck. Parked fire truck. So I say he's the king of crony capitalism. He has threatened to shutter all sales in Hong Kong because they have stopped their subsidies. He says, who would buy my car if you don't subsidize it? That's right. 99% of the people choose not to buy electric vehicles even though they are subsidized. It's a scam. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Former Facebook and Google employees are speaking out against what they say are societal dangers posed by social media and smartphones. The group recently formed the Center for Humane Technology, and they're on a mission to highlight the ill effects associated with the very social networks they helped create. As part of their first campaign, titled The Truth About Tech, the group will target 55,000 U.S. public schools in an effort to warn students, teachers, and parents about tech addiction. Tristan Harris, a former ethicist at Google and head of the new group, says the largest supercomputers in the world are inside of two companies, Google and Facebook. And where are we pointing them? We're pointing them at people's brains, at children. Numerous studies have linked excessive technology use among children to depression and developmental issues. The Center for Humane Technology also hopes to develop a ledger of harms, a site to inform tech engineers who may be worried about what they're building. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We were just talking in the last segment about the genius PR stunt done by Elon Musk, putting his, by his own admission, his horrible first-gen Roadster on top of a rocket, shooting it into space, presumably to Mars. But, of course, he can't hit the broadside of a planet, literally. Missing Mars. But I'll tell you another thing that they're missing here. They're about to miss their government subsidies. Trump is looking at weighing emission standards and changes. Part of this corporate average fuel economy that's been driven by regulations from California. And as we look at Elon Musk, one of the reasons why I dislike the guy so much is he's made more than $4 billion, as reported by the LA Times, in government subsidies. That's his only business model, is government subsidies. And the SpaceX projects are largely focused around government contracts that he has. And he's in a space race with Jeff Bezos. And I've got some information about Jeff Bezos right here. I did a report a while back, the billionaire space race. Deep Blue versus SpaceX. And we'll probably put that up on our YouTube channel pretty soon. We've got a lot of reports we're going to put over there from previous channel that I used to have. And you can find that Real News with David Knight. That's the YouTube channel that we have. But as we look at what's going on, here's the business model for Elon Musk and all of these electronic vehicle pimps out there to steal your money. They offer you a carrot and a stick. They hold a gun to your head and tell you you must buy these electric cars because they're going to make it so difficult to and punish you for not buying the things. And then they offer you a massive subsidy. But even with that carrot and stick, 99% of the people still say no. Still say no. Even with the pressure, and of course that gun is going to get bigger, and they're going to start shooting people in the head if you don't go with the EV stuff. But Tesla stock slid as they started pulling back from some of these subsidies, and as Hong Kong pulled back from their subsidies, they had a registration tax fee that they waived for electric vehicles. By pulling that back, and by having the electric vehicles compete on an level playing ground with the internal combustion vehicles, that was going to raise the price of the EVs by 80%. So you're getting a massive, massive discount. Think about that. To raise the price by 80%, nearly doubling the price. So they were, because of the taxes that they were waiving, you could get an equivalent Tesla car for half the price of what you would pay for other cars. People still weren't buying them. And he said, we're going to stop selling them because, of course, nobody's going to buy them if the price nearly doubles because they have to pay the same rate as other people. And we've seen this with this plot to impose a transportation control grid on us using these ride-sharing companies, allowing Uber and Lyft to come in and start the model, which is going to be followed by Ford and by GM, and saying, well, you know, the taxi companies, they have to pay these big fees of taxi medallions. They have to be regulated. They have special taxi police who are looking at their cars all the time. But we're going to waive all that for the ride-sharing companies, just like they waive the registration fees for Elon Musk. But let me tell you where this is going. Both Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, these billionaires and their space races, a good example of this is what's going on with Whole Foods employees. Zero Hedge points out, seeing someone cry at work is now become normal at Whole Foods. They are now relying, thanks to the management techniques of Jeff Bezos, they're now relying on scorecards that evaluate everything from the accuracy of signage to the proper recording of theft, or shrinkage, as you call it in the retail trade. Some employees who walk through stores with managers to ensure compliance describe the system as onerous and stress-inducing. Conversations with 27 current and recently departed Whole Foods workers, including cashiers and corporate employees, some of whom have been with the company for nearly two decades, say this new system from Jeff Bezos is seen by many as punitive. They're terrified over losing their jobs over scorecards. Anything below 89.9% can qualify as a failing score, resulting in possible firings. Let me tell you what Jeff Bezos wants. Jeff Bezos wants robot slaves. We've already had all of the pictures that came out, mainly from the UK. We saw people working on their feet constantly. They couldn't sleep. They couldn't eat. They were being driven and driven and driven for the Christmas rush by Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, who just keeps on getting richer, making billions, several billion dollars in a day over stock valuations going up. And when you look at the fact that he bought the Washington Post for a measly quarter of a billion, that would be like you taking a couple of hours of your labor in a given day and going out and buying the Washington Post. So you can then use that as leverage against politicians, because it does have a lot of influence. For $250 million, he created this Washington, D.C. blog that he can use to attack his political enemies or to reward his political friends who clear the way for his business plans. See, that's the kind that he is a genius, quite frankly. He is a genius, an evil genius, but a genius nevertheless. And he is not going to be satisfied until he replaces the humans with robots. But in the meantime, He will treat the humans as his robot slaves. So let's take a look at this story that was up on the Drudge Report. I think, are robot cops the future of efficient, bias-free policing? Bias-free? Yeah, they'll treat you all equally as their slaves. And this is coming from, guess who? Ford. Remember I talked about how they use Uber and Lyft, and then they're merging with them, taking them over. GM and Ford see themselves now as mobility companies, especially Ford. Ford is now a data company, and they're mining your data, and they're going to be using it. They're going to be using it and sending it to the government. They're going to be using it and sending it to the police. Ford has a patent. They spent $1 billion to invest in a firm called Argo AI, artificial intelligence. And as they point out in this Washington Examiner story, the era of police hiding behind bushes and catching drivers who exceed 30 miles an hour may be coming to an end in years, maybe decades, maybe not quite so long. The young officer with a quota will be replaced by a robotic cop car. Now, the only thing I disagree with this is I don't think it's going to be some robot in a cop car like was it Johnny Cab or something from that awful Schwarzenegger movie? It's not going to be a Johnny Cab with a police hat. They're not even going to have bother to pull you over. They're just going to monitor everything you're doing. They're going to have vehicle-to-vehicle communications, vehicle-to-infrastructure communications, where your vehicle is constantly chattering and telling the road, which is owned by the government, constantly telling the government and the insurance companies how you're driving. And they can issue you a ticket on the spot without even stopping you. Because, you know, if you stop, you might not get as many tickets. And a lot of people are being concerned about this. The only good part of this article is some people, even like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, are starting to see the civil liberty implications here. Because they've been pushing civil liberty violations in the name of safety for quite some time. So you have this Ford patent that is going to find good hiding spots to catch violators of traffic laws. How about that? You still want to go out and buy a Ford? You want to feed this beast? I mean, this is amazing. This is where all the large corporations are going. That's the real enemy of mankind, these giant corporations. The founder of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or as Joe Bob Goes to the Movie used to say, Drunk Drivers Against Mothers. Instead of MAD, his acronym was DAMN. Drunks Against Mad Mothers. But the founder of Mothers Against Drunk Driving says she is outright opposed to this idea. The patent application describes it as being able to use AI to detect impaired driving. So she said, wait a minute. I'm not even going to go down that road. These are the people who have supported the idea that the police can put up roadblocks and stop you on your way, and then subject you, like they do in Austin here, to mandatory blood draws to prove your sobriety. So you're automatically considered to be a drunk driver. But even she is saying, this kind of reminds me of a police state where all of a sudden you could be pulled over for non-dangerous driving behaviors. What if I'm driving along and all of a sudden a dog runs out and I stop? I'm going to get pulled over by a police state vehicle that can't see what's going on? I don't like that. That's the co-founder of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the Electronic Freedom Foundation said, this is going to be the Roomba of the roadway. You know, the automatic robotic vacuum cleaner. Maybe they could call it the Jagger Hoover, the Hoover of the roads. Because in Britain, they call vacuum cleaners Hoover. Would fit.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about a great quote from Peter Thiel. He laid this all out. And I'm going to give you that quote in just a minute and tell you how this relates to everything we've been talking about in the last couple of segments about Elon Musk, about Jeff Bezos, about the coming enslavement that they're planning for us. He's distilled it into a short phrase here, and it's perfect. So I'm going to give you that to you, and I'm going to hold you in suspense while I tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some sales, CellForce and the Real Red Pill, two of our newest products, 50% off. And our newest supplement, Bod Ease, is also 50% off. A great way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, and to also fight against inflammation of your joints. Bod Ease is also 50% off. And we have a combo pack, the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. You can get Carnivore and Floor Life both together for an unprecedented 50% off. And again, that helps you to it's a digestive aid as well as gives you a probiotic that is set up to make it past the stomach acids and into your intestines. So you've got the good bacteria that's going to help you with gut health. Again, that's the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off, and that's Carnivore and Floor Life. You'll find those products at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support. We really do. That's what funds this operation, and that's what keeps us independent. All right, here's a soundbite from Peter Thiel. Crypto is libertarian. AI is communist. Crypto is libertarian. AI, artificial intelligence, is communist. Boy, I tell you, that is perfect. That sums it up right there. And he said this during a public debate with the LinkedIn founder at Stanford University's Hoover Institute. We were just talking about hoovering up your data, as the Brits would say. You know, everything on the road. And let me explain that to you. You know, when we look at artificial intelligence, and part of what we've been talking about, you want to talk about how communistic it is? Talk about the smart cities. Talk about the urban planners. These are central planners. They absolutely hate transportation that is independent of them. And this is something that I have seen in controlling Democrat politicians at the local level, at every level, who are always trying to get us out of our cars and push us into transportation that they control. But now it's coming hard and fast, and the corporations have joined with them. Ford, General Motors, and others have pushed in with them. They are setting up, and you better understand what's going on with this, they're setting up a communication and transportation control grid. 5G, smart cities, that's what this is really about, folks. I think the listeners of this audience are worried about it. I don't think most Americans really are worried about the fact that the NSA and CIA, the FBI, all these are listening to our information, that they're monitoring us. And, of course, they're not listening to our recorded conversations necessarily. And they're not necessarily looking at our text messages, unless we are an interesting person. But they want to know what we as a society are thinking. And that's why the metadata, they call it activity-based intelligence, or they call it human domain analytics. It's all part of geospatial intelligence. And James Clapper, the guy who went on record lying under oath when Ron Wyden asked him, are you spying on the American people? Well, not intentionally, Senator, you know, couldn't look at him in the face because he's such a lying piece of scum. James Clapper has been hanging out with the geospatial intelligence crowd for the last two decades. And that's the fastest growing part of the government surveillance state. Most people don't even talk about it. And when he and Hayden say, it's just metadata, we're not listening to your conversations, the metadata allows them to look at the public and monitor the public as an entity. Is their phony narrative working? That's how they tell, by looking at the metadata. But let's go back to this this communism. AI is communism. And he depacked it. Unpacked this for everybody. He said he was really talking about decentralization and centralization. You see, you've got these communist urban planners, and they are communist, and these Democrats who run local government, they want to control everything about you. They've got their central planning, their central control designs. And as he said, look, when you're going through artificial intelligence, you're relying on a trend that came before it, big data. Big data is gathered by big entities like Ford, like I was just telling you. Google is able to do extraordinary things with machine learning because of the staggering amount of search data, image data, and general user behavior data that it's amassed over the years. And again, this is on Zero Hedge. It's an article by Sonia Mann. She made this comment. The quote was from Peter Thiel, but she did that analysis. And that's exactly right. If you want to know what's going to be done in your car, they're turning your car into an information gathering device. They're going to rent it to you by the mile, so your transportation costs are going to go through the ceiling for their profits. And then in exchange, the crony capitalism, or as we're going to be told as they sell this infrastructure bill to us, the private-public partnership. I tell you what, that's a dangerous idea. Dangerous idea. Unconstitutional idea as well. But they're going to be in a partnership to take your money, to take your freedom. And that's what the PPPs are all about. Cryptocurrencies, meanwhile, we were just talking yesterday about people saying, hey, cryptocurrencies were created by big government, by the surveillance state and everything. Yeah, they created blockchain technology. But as I said yesterday, and it was created by DARPA, as I said, the internet was created by DARPA, by psychologists who wanted to control you. But we can use the internet in ways that escape their control. So there's a struggle that's going on. Are we going to take this thing that they have created and use it against them? or will they succeed in their initial design and use it against us? That's the tension that's going back and forth. And so that's the same thing with the underlying technology of cryptocurrencies, but they are open source. And so that's why Peter Thiel says crypto is libertarian, AI is communist. And when you look at what's going on with Bitcoin, all these people saying, oh, it's a Ponzi scheme, it's done, so forth and so on. Well, clearly they don't believe that if they are scheduling meetings about how they can shut it down, how they can regulate it out of existence, how they can get the big banks to say, we're going to make it difficult, if not impossible, for you to get into that, to buy it. It's not going to work. There'll be technological end runs around their regulations. And that's where the battle is right now. See, technology is not good or bad. It is a tool. It's like a two-edged sword. It can be used by good people or it can be used by bad people. The concern that I have, which many people say, accuse me of being a Luddite because I am so concerned about the way these technologies are being used. My concerns go back and echo the concerns of President Eisenhower, where he warned us of a military, technological industrial complex that was under control of the government and university systems, where you would have technology being used as to give a few individuals like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk leverage over the rest of us, or Ford Motor Corporation, leverage and control over us. That's the problem. And so when we find a technology that the yardstick that should be used as to whether or not a technology is good or bad is this going to be used by the masses, or is it going to be used by the technocratic elite that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about as being the ones who would run his world government? See, that's the question. Will the technology be in the hands of only a few people? And so as we look at these people who want to control our transportation grid and everything, just remember that yesterday we had yet another Amtrak issue. We had a train breaking apart as it was traveling 125 miles an hour on its way from New York to Maryland. Coming apart. And so they, we have all these stories about are they going to come after Trump? These are people who want to run our lives, who want to control our transportation. And as I've said before, they can't even control trains. So it's not so much a story of failing infrastructure as it is a story of why government doesn't work. Why are we still pouring money into Amtrak, for example? If the government and the communist urban planners who hate your transportation independence, if they would actually build roads and allow us to park in cities instead of doing everything they can to strangle our freedom of movement, then we wouldn't need trains like this. They already spend more on infrastructure. You hear them talking about, we got to spend more on infrastructure. They already spend more on infrastructure every year than the gross domestic product of most small countries. That's a fact. It isn't that we're not throwing enough money at it. It's that we're throwing money at the wrong things, and we're doing it because they want control over your life. As I said before, when I went to a Raleigh meeting, there was a city councilor who had just gotten back from Russia. Said, I could go anywhere in Moscow for 5 cents. That's all it cost me. That's what we need here, the little town of Raleigh. I said, no, it costs you everything. It costs you your freedom. It costs you your dignity. And you have no idea what the financial costs even are. I'll be right back with David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. What are we doing with entertainment? Well, it is now propaganda, just like comedy is. A good example of this is Homeland. Of course, we have other examples. We just had a program on NBC. I can't remember the name of it. I don't watch these. I haven't watched television since the early 90s, folks. I avoid it like the plague. I get my information. I get a lot of information. I seek it out myself. I don't sit there and let them passively feed me what they want me to hear. You should do the same thing. I know everybody doesn't have time to do this full time. But you can be not so passive in terms of getting your information. And with the internet, there's no excuse to be passive for information. You can get all kinds of opposing views. You can pit them against each other and make up your own mind. Use your mind. Think about things. I encourage you to do that. But for the people who sit there passively, it's interesting to see what their agenda is. And we just talked about the crime program called, they had an episode called InfoWars, where they had a reporter, I wonder what organization she was from, who goes to a protest and counter-protest. It was the Antifa people. And it was the white supremacy Nazis or whatever. The two are going after each other. And at first it looks like they're going to say that the Antifa people were violent. And then they flip the tables on that and show that, she was actually raped by one of the right-wing people. And then the InfoWars reporter covers up for the right-wing people. And that's the way they do this. Now, what is Homeland doing? They're saying that they're tackling the deep state issue. So we probably wouldn't have talked about this if Hillary Clinton had been elected. No, you wouldn't have talked about the deep state because everybody would have just been one happy family. You know, we'd still be on a honeymoon with Hillary. Ooh, that's a creepy thought. Ooh, honeymoon with Hillary? Watch out for the flying dishes and saucers. I mean, Anyway, it would have been a honeymoon and there wouldn't have been any flying dishes or saucers because it would just been love notes from the media, from all the late night comedy shows that aren't funny anymore. But now they say in preparation for the production Homeland, their team started to ask, what recourse intelligence officers and NSA workers had if they see an administration that is going off the rails. You know what? It isn't so much that the administration is going off the rails, but that they're trying to deliberately derail it as if they were terrorists on an Amtrak train, you know, putting something on the rails or something. That's what's really going, that's what the NSA and the CIA are. They are something that is, they've pulled up the rails to derail the train, the Trump train. And so the Trump train isn't going off the rails unless we give amnesty to the DACA people. Then we're going to be going off the rails. But what they've been trying to do is to derail the Trump train. So we'll see if the establishment Republicans and Democrats and the never Trumpers that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with in the White House, if they will be successful in derailing the Trump train. But Homeland is looking at how they can derail it, saying that it's gone off the rails because they're going off the rails is to have it do exactly what it was supposed to do. And so far it has done what we had hoped Donald Trump would do. But let's hope that he doesn't go off the rails on immigration. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, they said they found that there was a strange sort of new alliance that was taking place between the intelligence community and the Fourth Estate. In other words, the press, which we found to be interesting. I find it to be interesting, too. And that's what we've been talking about with all of this exposure, how you have this collusion between the Democrats, between the deep state, permanently entrenched bureaucracy protecting itself, needlessly classifying information as top secret so you don't see what they're doing, having the press work hand in glove with them. That's precisely what's going on. And so they said, well, there's some sort of new alliance. No, it's not a new alliance. It's a very old alliance. We've been telling you about it for a long time, and now there's a new development. Project Mockingbird is going to the next level. Stay with us. I'll tell you about it in the next segment. I'm David Dunn.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking at the top of the hour. A lot of stations have news at the top of the hour. So just a brief recap and expand here what's going on. The program Homeland has now decided it's going to tackle the issue of the deep state. So, you know, we see something. There is a strange sort of new alliance that is taking place between the intelligence community and the Fourth Estate. You know, the Fourth Estate is actually, I actually used to think that they were saying the Fourth Estate, so we have like three branches of federal government, or you could say that our government overall in America is divided into three parts. And of course, both of those are true. You know, the legislative, executive, judicial branch in Washington, but then also they subdivided it again by saying, well, we're going to have the federal government, and then we will have a power block that represents the states, because the states are a power block and they wanted to keep it that way. That's why we have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And so we will have the Senate be there to represent the power of the states to keep that division more. And then we will have the House of Representatives that will represent the individual people. So they actually divided the government central. They were so concerned about the centralization of power, seeing it as the greatest possible evil. Because power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? Lord Acton. And all of these people who were the founders of this country understood that. They understood that in spades. They had seen it, they'd lived it, and they wanted to keep it from happening. And they wanted to delay it as much as possible. And they were able to delay it for a couple of generations. But not ultimately. Because ultimately, even with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, the Constitution was a consolidating document. It left too many gaps in there. And it required people to actually know what the plan was and enforce it. And that's long since been lost, especially since the Civil War. It's the last time states had any power. And of course that, we were told, was the ultimate sin, that states would have power that was decentralized out of the center. So they wanted to make sure that power was not centralized. So they divided it into three different segments. And actually into nine segments, if you look at it that way, because they didn't want it centralized. But then you had the Fourth Estate, which I always thought, well, okay, so you got the three branches of the federal government, or however you want to look at this, and you got the press over here is another one. Well, that's not actually the way it was. It's actually a British term, where they looked at it as the nobility And they just saw the king as being part of the nobility. That's why they call him peers. So they looked at it as the nobility, and they looked at it as the general population. Let's see, what was the other one that they had? And yeah, I don't remember what the third one was, but the press was the fourth one. And so we've taken that over from the British. But this alliance that we're seeing here between the intelligence community and the press, this is what we're looking at. This is what we've been talking about. The collusion, the corruption that is going on here, not only in the surveillance state that we've been told for decades was there to protect us. No, for decades it's been spying on us. That's why we had the FISA court created, because of the abuses back in the 60s by the CIA and the NSA. And again, I want to remind you of that, because we've got people continually saying this was something that happened with 9/11. No, it happened in 1960s. That's why they said it's going to be foreign intelligence. That's what the F is for. Foreign. Foreign. You don't spy on Americans in America without a search warrant. That's what the Constitution says. That's the document that you swore to uphold and obey. You don't spy on Americans without a search warrant. And that search warrant is specific about the crime, about the individual, about where you're going to go, and so forth. No, you're not allowed to go to a secret court and do these types of things, and you have to get a search warrant. And they said, well, we're going to have a FISA court do this and look at these things. Look, there was absolutely no reason to get a secret court to do search warrants. No reason whatsoever. Because the whole bottom line of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was to say you're only going to be allowed to spy on foreign individuals or Americans abroad if you get a search warrant. And they should be going to a regular court. But everything has to be secret for our safety, of course, right? Just as we saw this FISA memo, the memo about the FISA abuse. We couldn't see that. That was top secret. There was nothing in that. Nothing in that. Except things that would embarrass these corrupt individuals in Washington. So this is something we've seen for a while. These two going together. And we've also seen not only the press, but also the entertainment industry. So here these people are in Homeland saying, oh, we noticed this thing is happening between the deep state, the surveillance police state that we've created, and the press. And guess what? It also happens with Homeland. They're a part of that. They picked a female president because, and they really liked her. She was a really good person. She was going to be a model, a projection of President Clinton. So they were putting out that projection to everybody and saying, you want a female president just like our phony female president. So you should vote for Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton is this President Elizabeth Keene. That's what they call her. Elizabeth Warren? Oh, no, it's Hillary Clinton, actually. Then when she lost, when Hillary Clinton lost, they had to change their avatar. And so they made their avatar evil, like President Trump. And they put in an assassination attempt. That was a turning point. Oh, do they project much? You got all these people going, I think the CIA and the FBI, they're going to get Trump. I think he needs to be taken out. All these people in the media, the comedians, late night comedians, and all of the people creating shows are showing presidents getting killed or assassination attempts or whatever. And that flips her. She becomes increasingly paranoid. Well, you know what? You're not paranoid if they're actually after you, including the journalism, the journalists and the people who are writing these phony plays for us to get us all hyped up. But just in case you need more evidence, how these people project, how they do it through Homeland, how they did it through House of Cards, and you had Kevin Spacey saying, yeah, this is just like real life. And here I am with Bill Clinton, and we're hanging out together, and I'm going to Davos, and I'm the just like the president. And I go to Bohemian Grove, and we do all this stuff together. Yeah, yeah. That's all their projection, all of these avatars that they're selling you. And now you don't have to even worry about Operation Mockingbird. See, they're presenting this, Homeland is presenting this like this is something they newly discovered, that there was this collusion between journalists and the intelligence community. Yeah, look it up. It's called Operation Mockingbird, where they had CBS and NBC and ABC. All of these organizations were getting their talking points, and still are, getting their talking points from the CIA, but now we get it directly from the CIA. NBC has just hired ex-director Brennan. Former CIA director John Brennan has been hired as a paid contributor. Now he's getting paid by them, by NBC and MSNBC. He was, of course, the head of the CIA under Obama from 2013 to 2017. And, of course, it's interesting that he previously lied to an NBC journalist about the CIA's attempts to thwart a Senate Intelligence Committee investigation. Those were Democrats, right? What were they investigating? They were investigating the agency's use of torture. I had John Kiriakou, the guy who went to jail to expose CIA torture, on yesterday. And then when the Senate starts investigating it, you have Brennan and his CIA start investigating the senators and then lying about it to an NBC journalist. And even Dianne Feinstein said, "You looking at me? You looking at me?" Yeah, you're not supposed to look at me. Yeah, you don't realize exactly where this is going, do you? Anyway, so he was lying about the agency's use of torture. No surprise there. Nobody went to jail for the torture, for the criminal torture that was illegal, except for the whistleblower John Kiriakou. And he made his first appearance on Meet the Press this last Sunday. They say he promptly took the opportunity to accuse Nunes of being, quote, exceptionally partisan and abusing his role to protect Trump. And then you had Glenn Greenwald come out and say, "This is a little strange for the network to constantly denounce RT and Fox as state TV and then hire CIA director and generals as your news analysts." He said just what NBC and MSNBC were lacking, a CIA view. That's what they needed. What's the point of having Ken Delania, NBC, to serve as a vessel for CIA messaging when you can just get it directly from the horse's mouth? Let's hear more about denunciations of state television.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Crooked Hillary is at it again, gaslighting the population. She says Trump is using the FISA memo as a scapegoat for the Russia probe. Speaking to students at Georgetown University, Clinton said her loss is attributed to misogyny and sexism, but another contributing factor was the outgrowth of all the anxiety and insecurity playing on some people and leading them on a hunt for scapegoats. But thanks to those damning text messages between two anti-Trump FBI investigators, we know the Russia investigation was meant to be Clinton's scapegoat for losing the 2016 election. Peter Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page outlined an insurance policy to derail Trump should he win the election. FBI officials like Strzok and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe were quarterbacking the investigation into Clinton's illegal server. The FISA memo itself details evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with the FBI, DOJ, and the State Department. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Taking my time, choosing my line. Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about the fact that they have now eliminated the middleman and the secret programs, which are really not secret anymore. We've known about Operation Mockingbird for a very long time. Now, NBC has gone out and directly hired former CIA director John Brennan, and he's been using his position, again, as politics. They're paying him as a commentator. And people are pointing out, as Glenn Greenwald pointed out, really? What we were lacking was a CIA view. How dare you talk about Fox News and Russia Today as being state media, state television, and you go out and hire the CIA director who has been no stranger to expressing his political opinions even when he was in the office. That's the key thing, folks. When we look at this massive surveillance state that is going to destroy America, it is like the iceberg that took down the Titanic. And we're only seeing the tip of it because we're looking at what's happening with President Trump, who they're trying to take out. And we're not seeing the much larger expanding problem that is just below the surface and deep below the surface that comes after you and I and comes after everything that we have always seen as what America is about. Individual liberty, privacy, freedom. Now they want to destroy all of that, and they will. If we only focus on these people at the top, a little bit of the iceberg that we can see at the top, we have to get rid of this structure that is there. The analogy I used a couple of days ago is like having a dirty kitchen. And of course, that's going to invite bugs and cockroaches and everything. Don't just get on your pointy shoes and start stepping on the cockroaches that you see. You're going to have to clean up your kitchen. And you're going to have to put some pesticide in there to keep this from happening again. And we don't have a Congress that is willing to do that. We have a Congress that comes in and sees all this dirty filth on the floor that's been done by the NSA going back to that 100-page document in July. And instead, what they do is they sweep that under the carpet, and then they come out the next day and say, look, I found a cockroach, and I smashed it with my pointy shoes. Or no, we have to get some pointy shoes so we can smash that cockroach. Or no, let's just stay away from the cockroach. We're not even going to smash him. That's the direction that we're going. So we've got people like Trevor Tim, and this article from RT, because again, it's RT that's constantly being pointed out, and InfoWars, you're Russians, you're working for the Russians and everything. That's the narrative that they're putting out, and yet they go out and hire this politicized CIA director, John Brennan. And you have Trevor Tim say, remember when new NBC analyst John Brennan blatantly lied to NBC's Andrea Mitchell about using the CIA to spy on Democratic staffers who were investigating torture? Yeah, I remember that. Do you? Remember they came after even Dianne Feinstein. See, you can even be a big wig in the Democrat Party, and if you go against the deep state, they'll come against you. And they pointed out in this article the presence of former military and intelligence officials in newsrooms was once thought to be controversial. You know, we used to have the Smith-Mundt Act, which prohibited the use of our propaganda media that we had created to go after the Russians. We had Voice of America, we had Radio Free Europe, and we said, we're not going to allow them to operate in the United States. And of course, they have removed that restriction as of about 4 or 5 years ago. And now we've got NBC News hiring CIA directors as commentators. They say in 2008, just as recently as 2008, the New York Times wrote an investigative analysis that outlined the George W. Bush administration's use of military analysts to shape terrorism coverage. Internal Pentagon documents referred to them as, quote, listen to this, message force multipliers. Typical Pentagon speak. Message force multipliers. So they see that that's really talking about InfoWars, isn't it? It's an information war, as Hillary Clinton had said. Message, information. A force multiplier is something that you use in war. You know, it's like getting an airplane or getting a fully automatic weapon when the other guys are shooting, single-shot weapons or something. It's a force multiplier, okay, because you're in a war. So they talk about message force multipliers. They also call them surrogates who can be counted on to deliver administration, quote, themes and messages, just like Homeland does, just like House of Cards does. And say, oh, we just noticed that journalists are working with the intelligence community. Yeah, NBC is hiring the intelligence community to put out themes and messages in the forms of their own opinions. That was the other part of it. So three things I saw. Message force multipliers, they're surrogates, they're using themes and messages in the forms of their own opinion. And then they use metadata to see if it's working, to look at the herd and see if the herd heard their message and is acting on it. That's the way this has been going for a while. And then we look at Rex Tillerson, still pushing the Russia narrative. I mean, this is insane. I mean, you know by now, don't you, that this Russian collusion thing is phony, and yet we got people in the Trump administration, Rex Tillerson, put there by President Trump, who, again, pushed against getting out of the Paris Climate Treaty that we had President Obama self-ratify because he knew he couldn't get it ratified under the Constitution using the Senate, so he self-ratified it. And Rex Tillerson and President Trump's daughter held that up for 6 months. It was a real struggle. There were some good people in the Trump administration who actually agreed with candidate Trump and with President Trump, and they convinced him that he needed to. They were telling him, you don't even need to do it. It doesn't have any legal force. And they were saying, no, it really does have legal force, and you really do need to make a statement to get out of this. I mean, Trump didn't buy into this, even though you had Tillerson and his daughter pushing for it. But he might have bought into the idea that it's a non-issue. It doesn't have any effect because it wasn't ratified by the Senate. That's what Tillerson and the other people were telling him. And Tillerson, who, before he went to the Trump administration, again, you know, people say, how could an oil executive be for all these, this climate change, carbon tax, global tax stuff, the cap on trade and so forth? How could he be against? How could he be in favor of all that? Because he was with an oil company. You know, the oil companies want that. The oil companies want to be to oil and to energy what De Beers is to diamonds. In other words, they want a monopoly on it, and they want it used very rarely. And when you use it, you pay dearly for it. So he was on with that agenda with his background. And then, of course, Rex Tillerson had a background with the Boy Scouts, saying we're going to let in homosexual Boy Scouts. We're going to let in homosexual Boy Scout leaders. And now we're going to open it up for transgender confusion as well. And what is he doing at the State Department? They're spending $600,000 to preach gender confusion to Kenyan boys, little boys in Kenya. This is a globalist agenda to confuse gender. And he's part of it. And he's using your tax dollars at the State Department to do this. And now he's saying, we're looking into Russian interference in the 2018 midterms. See, Rex Tillerson is perfectly at home at Foggy Bottom. You're talking about the swamp? The nickname for the State Department has always been Foggy Bottom. It is the heart of the swamp. And Rex Tillerson shares their heart. He doesn't share our agenda. This is a guy who has allied with the globalists, and it's a shame he's in the Trump administration. Coming up, we're going to talk about the push for caca, to turn our country into a caca hole. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Elementary teachers in Canada are launching SJW curriculum to combat belief in two genders. Kit Daniels reports, a teachers union has launched a social justice curriculum for young children, which includes lesson plans on combating heteronormativity, the common belief that there's two genders with natural roles in life. The curriculum, entitled Social Justice Begins With Me, was developed by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and is geared toward young children up to age 8. The curriculum encourages teachers to read a book in class entitled The Boy in the Dress, which is about a 12-year-old boy who enjoys cross-dressing, and another book called Are You a Boy or a Girl? The group represents all public elementary school teachers in Ontario, and it offers a Rethinking White Privilege workshop and another that encourages children to explore their gender and intersectional identities. This may explain why homeschooling is on the rise in Canada. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Adam Schiff. How does this guy get on any committee that has the word intelligence in it? Got to be one of the dumbest, stuck-in-the-headlights, deer expressions I've ever seen on this guy. And he thinks that he can sell us stuff. He must think that we are dumber than he is. I've got a story here. This happened a year ago. He was pranked by a couple of Russian comedians named Vovan and Lexus. And, of course, they've also pranked UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, another person for whom I don't have a great deal of respect. We'll talk about that some other time as the GOP establishment is preparing her to run for president. No doubt about that. The lady who began the war on American history, something she and her family know nothing about. She ought to be grateful that she's here in this country. Instead, she's trying to tear down the foundation. She's the one who began all that. They're from India. She was born here in America, but she clearly doesn't know or care what our history is. Makes her a perfect tool for the globalist establishment. But let's go back to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff was told by these Russians, hey, we are Russians with intelligence or whatever they told him. They said they got classified materials for the FBI. They said that they know that Putin has naked blackmail pictures of Trump, and they can send them to Adam Schiff, and he's very eager to get them. Very eager. So let's play a little bit of this audio of Adam Schiff being pranked by these Russians.
Hi, how are you? Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation Chairman. Regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in the materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation.
Our Russian friends may be listening.
Over the phone.
No, actually, the NSA is.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2015, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited the competition Miss Universe, and there he met with a Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
So you have recordings of both Sobchak and Buseva, where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely. And we also know who was a mediator between Trump and Russian government, who met with ex-advisor of Trump, Mr. Flynn. It was the Russian singer, very famous singer, Arkady Ukupnik, who met with Mr. Flynn on Brighton Beach in Brooklyn in a special Russian cafe, Langeron.
What's the name of the cafe?
Langeron.
Langeron?
Yes, it's on the Brighton Beach.
Okay. And
it's a special, right? It's a Russian district in Brooklyn.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. So he's saying, yes, it's on Brighton Beach. I don't know if you could hear that with the music in the background. It's on Brighton Beach. It's a Russian district in Brooklyn. You know, Brighton Beach, a Russian district in Brooklyn. Of course, Adam Schiff is from California. But let's pick it up. There's some other stuff in here that's gold.
And do you know what was discussed?
They discussed many things, but the most
Adam
interesting
Schiff.
Thing is they used a special password before their meetings. When they met each other, they said weather is good on their buses.
Weather's good where?
Trains is good.
Yeah.
In where?
Weather is good on Deribasovskaya. There is a name of a street in Odessa.
Did you hear?
Yes, I did. So it's a street in Odessa.
Yes.
And the code word is weather is good on Deribasta.
Deribasovskaya.
Okay. And I'll have Shift my staff follow up to get spellings and more details on
yes.
it.
And the second part of their best word was trains again on Brighton Beach.
It rains again. Beach.
Hold it right there. It yes. rains again on him that information because, of course, they'd already given him a big hint that this was a phony because they said, it's a Langeron. Yes, it's on Brighton Beach. It's a Russian district in Brooklyn. And just in case you didn't get that, they say, here's the password. It rains again on Brighton Beach. And so then he goes on with all this stuff. I want to work with you to try to get these recordings. How do I get these recordings from you and so forth? Yeah, that's Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff. So this is the guy that is anxiously awaiting his release of his summary of what's been going on. It should be very entertaining. Maybe he's got something in there about Brighton Beach and the Russian district in Brooklyn. And then we have another wiener leak This is the guy that just, he's the gift that just keeps on giving. Not only giving us more and more documents, but also all these double entendres. We've got a lot of stuff now that's been linked from Wiener's laptop. And this is every phone number and address on his laptop. 639 politicians and media personalities have now been doxed. They've had their phone numbers put out in the open. Kind of like Wiener himself. Then moving on to the Girl Scouts, we were just talking about Rex Tillerson and how much he wanted to remake the Boy Scouts. Get rid of all that toxic masculinity that you find in the Boy Scouts, right? And have to turn them into the transgender scouts, the non-gender specific, gender fluid scouts. Very happy to do that. Very happy to try to gaslight and propagandize Kenyan boys about their toxic masculinity. But let's take a little bit of a look here at the Girl Scouts. We had a very enterprising, entrepreneurial young girl and her dad, and they decided that since they were having a sale of Girl Scout cookies, which they typically do, she had an idea. She decided that they would set up outside a marijuana dispensary in San Diego. Brilliant. So in 6 hours, she sold 312 boxes of cookies because, you know, munchies and snacks and so forth. And now the way it's breaking is the San Diego Girl Scout Council will be looking into whether or not she broke any rules. See, pot is okay in California, but selling Girl Scout cookies, we got to look into that. Saying that the council is looking into whether or not the scout who was photographed selling cookies outside a marijuana dispensary broke any rules. And she might lose any awards that she earned by selling those cookies. And they say that she was in a commercial area. That's going to be the rule that they're going to get her on. Well, you know, I don't understand that because here in Texas and North Carolina where I came from, I see Girl Scouts selling cookies outside of grocery stores and Walmarts and malls all the time. I've never heard of that rule. I've never seen it enforced. But, of course, they're going to do that now. They're going to come after somebody who is actually pretty genius about that. It just shows the absurdity, I think, of one aspect of the war on drugs. But here's where this ultimately goes. And this is no joke. You know, you got Duterte in the Philippines, who has been going after the war on drugs and taking it to its logical conclusion. You know, we have told that we're going to stop all the harmful effects of drug use by the rough application of the truncheon and the police. And we're going to lock people up in cages and we're going to put them away for mandatory minimums of years and years. And we'll have to build private prisons to keep them locked up. And we'll lock up a higher percentage of our population in prison than any other country. And in the Philippines, they said, well, you know, this hasn't worked for 50 years, so let's try something different. Let's just kill people. We'll just let the police act as execution squads, because that's the logical conclusion if you're going to just use force against this. If you don't want to see it as a medical problem, as a psychological problem, as a spiritual problem, if you think that every solution can be resolved by the application of force, this is the logical conclusion. If you suspect anybody, because that's where we are right now. We don't have to we don't have to take people to court. We don't have to charge them with anything. We don't have to prove that they're guilty. All right, here in America, we steal people's property, massive amounts of property, stolen without ever even charging people the crime. It's called civil asset forfeiture. We have these wonderful names for it, so it makes it okay, right? But there, they're just shooting people. And now we've had a court in the Philippines has ordered the arrest of three cops for the high-profile death of a teenager. They killed some kid, and now that's become an issue because this teenager probably didn't have anything to do with it. They just saw this person there. Vigilante justice from the cops. The first murder case in a war on drugs that has seen thousands of Filipinos killed. That's the war on drugs. Stay with us. Be right back.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got an update on Julian Assange condition. And it's a great example of fake news. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Cell Force and the Real Red Pill, two of our newest products, 50% off. Also, Bodies, our newest product, available at an introductory 50% off. Great way to help your body fight against toxins, to support your liver, and to help you with inflammation of joints. That's Bodies. It is at the introductory price of 50% off. We also have an InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. It has Carnivore and Floor Life together at 50% off, the deepest we have ever discounted those two products. And, of course, they help you, your digestion as well as your gut health, both of those products. So that's the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off. That's Carnivore and Floor Life. You can find other sales and products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds us, what keeps us independent. All right, we've had a lot of reports in the last couple of days telling us that Julian Assange has had his hopes dashed. As a matter of fact, I was handed the information. We had so many mainstream media reports saying, look, he went before this court in the UK and they rejected his pleas. And so now he's not getting out. And he said, that's not true. He said, and he's pushed back against this on Twitter. And so you have people like The Sun, but who also had, mainstream media pointing out all over the place. As I said, it's all through the echo chamber of mainstream media that Julian Assange's freedom hopes have been dashed as the court rules that his arrest warrant is still valid. They went to the court. They said, look, the arrest warrant was based on something that Sweden is no longer doing. The Sweden thing really, as we all know, was a honey trap created by the American government so they could get their hands on Julian Assange. And so he violated their arrest warrant by seeking asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy. And that's what they're coming after him for, because he ran away from something that's not a crime. Kind of sounds like Trump firing Comey, which he's allowed to do because Comey is underneath the FBI director is underneath the Department of Justice, which is underneath the president. So he can fire anybody at will. But to say that Trump fired him to cover up Russian collusion, although there's no Russian collusion. So what is he obstructing justice about? So that's what is essentially going on with Julian Assange. He tweeted out, he said, the statement on today's court hearing to dismiss my arrest warrant, he said, the judgment is next week, Tuesday, February the 13th. And he puts it in here, what was going on. He goes, here's NBC. The owner is Comcast, and they're pumping out fake news. He says, and again, their headline is the same as what I just read you from The Sun. Julian Assange loses bid to get British arrest warrant dropped. No NBC, he said. I haven't lost. The case is ongoing. The judgment is next Tuesday. No NBC. I was never charged ever by Sweden. No NBC. I was questioned. That's why it was dropped. NBC, I won twice at the UN. And he did the same thing to many other news outlets. The Canadian Broadcasting Company, they actually corrected their mistaken reporting. And he thanked them for that. But this is the way it is running. This is the way it's running. And so hopefully we will see justice done. And Julian Assange will be released. Actually, the British government has spent millions of dollars to keep him under wraps, to keep him there. And it's a shame because British taxpayers are paying for this persecution. He should be compensated at the expense of the British citizens for their out-of-control government, which they need to get some control over. Let's move on to education. It's an interesting story that came out of the Free Thought Project. A study shows that kids are born creative geniuses, but the education system destroys their imaginations. We kind of knew this, didn't we? Let's talk about this study. It's done by Dr. George Land and Beth Jarman. They were commissioned by NASA to identify and develop creative talent. And they presented this information in a recent TED Talk. And I think it's interesting that they were commissioned by NASA, because what they find is that they measured these kids. They had tests, and they did it at various ages. They did 1,600 children at ages 5, 10, and 15. And what they found was 5-year-olds had very creative imaginations to solve problems and so forth. They rated them at a genius. They said 98% of 5-year-olds tested at the genius level. They would give them a problem. They would look to see if they had imaginative, innovative solutions. Then after they go to school, it starts to drop dramatically. They came back and tested these same subjects at the age of 10. So this is kind of an interesting study, because it's kind of like that documentary that was done, 7-Up. They took a group of kids and they interviewed them in the UK. They did a documentary movie about it. They interviewed them every 7 years, beginning at the age of 7. And now they're up into their 40s or 50s, I think. They've kept this up, the director. But anyway, it's kind of interesting to see how that happened. So they went to these kids at 5, 10, and 15 years old. So 98% of them tested at the genius level in terms of creativity, innovation, imagination when they were 5 years old. But then they go to school. And when they're age 10, the percentage drops to 30%, from 98% creative, imaginative genius to 30%. Not only did 68% of those students lose their ability to think with imagination and innovation, the thought that only 30% could still do so is unfathomable, says the Free Thought Project. Then you go to the age of 15. At that point, only 12% exhibit innovation and imagination at a genius level. And here's the conclusion from the scientists who did this study over a 10-year period. They said schools are factories for human beings. We call them schools so that we can manufacture people who can work well in the factories. It is a one-size mass production job, folks. And as Charlotte Iserby and Phyllis Schlafly pointed out, when they wrote the book about the Department of Education that the federal government that was created by Jimmy Carter, unconstitutional, rabidly unconstitutional. The government, federal government should have absolutely no involvement in education. No authority for it whatsoever. Just like there's no authority for drug prohibition. But we don't pay any attention to any of those things. So we keep getting hammered by an overreaching government because we don't care about the Constitution. But Jimmy Carter had just created the Department of Education. Ronald Reagan had campaigned on killing it. It was less than 4 years old. Could have strangled that thing in its cradle, but he nurtured it into adulthood, Ronald Reagan did. And you had people who went there, like Phyllis Schlafly and Charlotte Iserby. Charlotte actually went to the Department of Education and said, this is horrific. This is deliberate dumbing down of America. That was the title of her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And you can see what this is, what they're doing here. It is a one-size-fits-all. But it's gotten far worse than that. They said by the age of 31, they said only 2% of adults still retain their ability to think imaginatively with creativity and innovation. Only because most of them have gone through colleges. Here's the three aspects of education that they singled out. Judgment, criticism, and censorship. Does that sound like college environments for these snowflakes? How they are judged based on their skin color, based on their class, because our universities have been nothing, have become nothing but seminaries for Marxism. That's what the college universities are. And it's the universities that are pushing these open borders because they want more dependence that they can get people to go to their colleges and so forth. They make a massive amount of money off of these foreign students who come here. And they are seminaries for Marxism, folks. So they criticize, they censorship. Okay, free speech is taken away. But this all starts K through 12. Students come up with a brilliant idea. They're met with constant criticism. Therefore, they become conditioned to think like the masses, the herd mentality. But what is the real agenda here? Again, it is the herd mentality that they're selling as they strangle the way that you think. And I think it's interesting that this study was funded by NASA. Because if you go back and you look at the creation of the first working airplane, it was done by who? The Wright brothers. Who was it that couldn't get the airplane to work? It was Dr. Langley, the guy who was so well respected in academic circles. The guy that named Langley Air Force Base after and so forth. He was involved with the Smithsonian, and he was going to make a working airplane. The problem was that he thought inside the box. Langley looked at the lift coefficients that had been done by other people and assumed that because it was in a book, because he's an academic, that it was right. And so working on this as a bad assumption, a bad model, you know, just kind of like those climate models and stuff that we get from all these authorities, Langley was unable to build a working airplane. Who did it? A couple of bicycle mechanics who had been homeschooled, the Wright brothers, because they thought outside the box. They were not going to just go with these tables. They did their own. And their tables were right. And they got their airplane to work because they got the right lift models. So that's one aspect of this. But you understand that it is not only a deliberate dumbing down and removing our creativity, but is also pushing an agenda of racism and of gender confusion. And we're out of time, but I'm going to tell you about that when we come back at the top of the hour. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experience less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. Lee Stranahan is going to be joining us in the next segment, and we're going to take a look at a stunning new discovery. Conservative Treehouse were the first ones to point it out. Stranahan had a great analysis of this yesterday, and I want him to explain it to our audience as well. It's not complicated, but it is something that is, I think, going to be a real game changer. As important as the FISA memo, as important as the coming Senate revelations that are coming out, this takes it to another level of conspiracy. So he'll be joining us in the next segment. I want to continue with what I was talking about with education. It's not only just a deliberate dumbing down, destruction of critical thinking and freedom from our children to turn them into a herd mentality, but and they're not teaching them anything that's going to serve them usefully. They're teaching them to be dependent on groupthink. But what do they want the group to think? And we've seen this as the product of these social justice warriors and the snowflakes that we see out here constantly screaming racist, sexist, homophobe. And that's what they're pushing. That and gender confusion. Take a look at this story here. High school cancels a musical after a white student lands the lead role. Now, this is The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and the lead role of Esmeralda was given to a white girl, and this caused them to shut the play down in New York. Social justice activists at a New York high school successfully shut down a production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame after a white student landed the lead role, reports Fox News. Protests of the production began when an African-American student quit the Ithaca High School's musical production due to the role of Esmeralda being given to a white classmate. You may look at this and say, but wait a minute, I thought Esmeralda was a gypsy. That's right. She was half French, according to the person who wrote the book, and half French and half Roma, which is gypsy. So, yeah, basically white. And you give a white role to a white girl, and we're going to shut this down. Because maybe they grew up watching the Disney version and maybe the skin was a little bit darker the way that Disney drew it. She said, it shows you that theater wasn't made for you, the student told the Ithaca Journal. It wasn't made for me. I'm excluded because I'm black, she said. It shows you that if you can't get the parts that are written for you, what parts are you going to get? So she thinks that this is a black role and she was excluded from it and it was given to a white girl because she has absolutely no idea about anything that was going on here. Because they don't teach the kids that. They just teach them racism and chips on their shoulder. And we're going to look at this. Was this really cultural appropriation? I've got another example for you to show you how this only works in one direction. And they had a list of demands. And in this list of demands from the Students United Ithaca, sounds like a student union, and we know what those are about, they said that while the young lady that was cast as Esmeralda was a stellar actor, singer, and dancer, and any production would be lucky to have her, she couldn't be in this role because she is the epitome of whiteness, and it's not okay to be white. It's not. We got to hate white people, and we can't even have them in roles that were white traditionally. A half Roma, half French, half gypsy, half French. So let's look at this. You know, is this cultural appropriation? They're going to shut down this entire play because of a chip on the shoulder from these kids who were taught nothing but racism. Nothing but racism. And they say that this was a black role and it's been given to a white girl. Well, take a look at this. BroadwayBlack.com says, stunning first look of Condola Rashad as Joan of Arc has been met with racist fury. So here we have a white French girl, Joan of Arc, being portrayed by a black woman. And that's okay. And if you oppose that, then you are racist. They say, Broadway is no stranger to rolling the dice with shaking up race and gender of a role, yet this time the response was immediate and toxic, even racist at times. See, we're told, and our kindergartners are told, you can be any race and gender that you choose. We'll even change your name. Just don't tell your parents. That's what they're doing now, K through 12. And so, even an actor, however, can't identify as the wrong race if the wrong race is not following their racist agenda of black over white. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lee Stranahan. Lee joined us just 2 days ago. We were talking about what the real issue here is. It's not just the evil people that you see at the top. It's this entire infrastructure that's being used as a tool of oppression. And we're seeing them coming after President Trump. We're also seeing them push this Russian agenda. The Russians did it. Gaslighting the country, and nothing is being done to reform this crooked structure that comprises the secretive Star Chamber FISA court, the NSA, the CIA. Nothing is being reformed. We're just focusing on some bad actors. And I wanted to get Lee back on because there was a story that came out, Conservative Treehouse, and had a very interesting revelation here in this. And Lee did a great report on this yesterday. You can find on Twitter. And again, you can find Lee on Twitter at Stranahan. His websites are thepopulist.us and citizenjournalismschool.com. And he did this report on his radio show, Fault Lines, with SputnikNews.com co-host Garland Nixon. You know, Lee, we've been told all the time that Christopher Steele, he's always introduced as a former British spy. But now we learn that Carter Page was a former FBI spy before they used him to spy on Trump, and he was spying for the FBI on the Russians. This is an interesting turn of events. Tell us about it.
Well, he wasn't even that former. Let's point this out. So what happened is, and by the way, here's what's most interesting about this. This material has been out there for close to a year now, that Carter Page, and I will tell you how to reference it. It's been reported in the Washington Post and other places. It's in Carter Page's testimony. So I got to point out that this is a revelation, but not because it's new information. Do you understand? This is really important.
In fact, this isn't somebody has leaked this information out. It's been sitting there in the open, and nobody has really kind of coalesced this together, put the pieces with it, and widely reported it. That's why we want to get you on to talk about this, because
widely,
it needs to be widely reported.
It's the widely reported. You don't have to put anything together. My criticism of the conservative Treehouse piece, actually, is he says, well, if you take this one article here and this article, you put them together. You don't have to do that. It was reported specifically by the Washington Post that Carter Page was working with the FBI in a case in New York that was prosecuted by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Hold on to that for a second, because that's very important. Preet Bharara and the other guy who was involved was the head of national security for the DOJ, a guy named Carlin. And Carlin and Bharara were working with Carter Page, and they obtained a conviction in this case. And by the way, on my show this morning, we had John Kiriakou on, who I know says hi, by the way. You had John on your show yesterday. He's a former CIA officer. He said the tradecraft by Russians was horrible. Basically, what happened was Carter Page had a notebook. It had a listening device in it. And the Russians actually took it back to their embassy, which John was like smacking his head going, guys, what are you doing? So Carter Page was working with the FBI. Now, why is this important? The reason it's important is that Carter Page, when they tried to get this FISA warrant against Carter Page, they knew he wasn't a Russian agent. They knew that.
That's right. They'd already listed him as an FBI undercover employee. And they put him in the indictment as UCE, undercover employee -1, you know, trying to hide his name and everything, but everybody could put those pieces together. But they called him an FBI employee.
But here's how people can find out for themselves. Go to the Washington Post website or just Google. Just Google Washington Post, Jared Kushner, Russian bank. Okay? And you'll find a story from, I believe, June of, there it is right there. That is exactly the story. Now do a search for Carter Page. And you'll find 35 paragraphs down in the story, which is why I suggest you use the Control F feature on your web browser to find his name. 35 paragraphs down, you'll find that they mention the name of the case. You don't have to put anything together. It's all just right there. There's Carter Page. Not only that, but Ellen Nakashima from the Washington Post wrote another story.
There it is right
there.
And
in that story, they also mention it. So you see right there, it says Carter Page was working with the FBI to do this. Now, here's the cover-up, David. Why is this buried 35 paragraphs down in a Washington? Don't you think it's kind of significant? See, as soon as I saw this, I was like, well, this is hugely significant because.
Yeah. And the New York Times had reported some of the similar stuff and then tried to cover it up in 2017. So they had reported back in 2016 about the same stuff and then they tried to cover it up. So you got both the Washington Post and the New York Times putting it there, keeping it pretty quiet and then trying to, just in case anybody sees it, let's push it back in a different direction.
Now, why is Preet Bharara? I remember I said keep Preet Bharara in mind. I've been talking to you in the past about Bill Browder. Bill Browder is the former United States citizen. He renounced his U.S. citizenship in the 90s in Russia when, by the way, people like Larry Summers were helping to pillage that country's economy.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Browder made billions of dollars in association with HSBC. Now, by the way, keep HSBC in your mind in the coming weeks. Because you're going to see that they come up everywhere. Don't forget.
They always do. I mean, these are people who have been convicted multiple times for money laundering. They always get off with a slap on the hand. They actually had a checkout window, a special window where the Sinaloa drug cartel could go and launder their money just for the Sinaloa drug cartel. But they continue to get away with it. Of course, Rolling Stones talked about how they were too big to jail, being a large
That's
bank.
Right.
And they began back in the Hong Kong, Shanghai drug wars. They've been involved in drug cartels for centuries.
And so Bill Browder's partner was HSBC. By the way, do you know who joined the board of HSBC in 2013, right?
Yeah, James Comey.
James Comey is exactly right. So this is very significant because this stuff with HSBC is not minor. Now, the reason I mentioned Bill Browder, around the same time, around 2013, 2014, right in that area, I'm not looking at my notes right now, Bill Browder approached Preet Bharara and said, I want you to bring a case called the Prevazon case. I want you to bring a criminal case against this Russian. And Preet did it. Now, by the way, Preet Bharara has continued a relationship with Bill Browder. He's on his podcast. Did you know Preet Bharara has a podcast?
No, I didn't. I do know that he is. Preet Bharara has been put out there just like James Comey. I'm not James Comey, but Mueller. He's been put out there like Mueller as this guy who can do no wrong, this paragon of virtue by the left and everything. And they were very, very upset when Trump, got rid of him along with a whole bunch of other federal attorneys and did not retain him. Everybody was, how could he possibly do this? Preet Bharara, the best we've got anywhere.
Well, and you watch. Preet Bharara is a name to watch as this thing unfolds. Because I believe, here's the deal. Preet Bharara knew he'd worked with Carter Page. Right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting. Carter Page, a couple nights ago, was on the Laura Ingraham show. If you watch that interview, or if you read Carter Page's testimony, which, by the way, I would recommend everybody, it's 230-something pages, but it's worth reading. He is very upset. And what he did was when he saw that Michael Isikoff had a story saying that Carter Page was the target, Carter Page wrote to James Comey and basically said, without coming out and saying it in the memo, because he knew it was going to be made public, he said, I am more than willing to talk to you guys as I've done in the past. It would be, David, as if I suddenly saw you were making an accusation against me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, David, wait, what's going on?
Why don't we just talk? Yeah, let's just talk.
So he sent this memo to Comey.
Hang on, Lee. We've got to take a break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what this really means then about this whole FBI versus Trump. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan. Stay with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Lee Stranahan. And you can find Lee at thepopulist.us, citizenjournalismschool.com. And it was his broadcast on his program Fault Lines on SputnikNews.com with co-host Garland Nixon. Got our attention, and we wanted him to come back on and talk about what we are seeing with Carter Page. And also with the Washington Post, New York Times, and others. He was an FBI undercover agent from 2013 to May of 2016. And then they flipped the narrative. After they've used him to get a conviction, that's what Lee was just talking about. Preet Bharara was part of that. The fabled prosecutor out of New York that can do no wrong, just like Mueller. And then they lied to the FISA court. The FBI, this is evidence, and this is what's key about this. This is not just sloppy work. This is not just the FBI that was gullible and fooled by Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele and DNC. No, they lied because they used Carter Page to get this FISA warrant, saying that he was an agent of a foreign government when they had been using him, that foreign government being Russia, when they had been using him for a couple of years to spy on the Russians in a very clumsy way. Continue with this narrative that you had going, Lee.
Well, and look, the other thing about Preet Bharara I'm going to mention is there's something coming up in March called PutinCon, which is an anti-Vladimir Putin thing. And Bill Browder, who I mentioned, will be part of it, and so will Preet Bharara. Now, if you look at the Prevazon case that Preet Bharara did with Bill Browder, it was stunning in how inept it was. There is a deposition of one of the people who was an investigator in that, admitting that the only person that they'd interviewed to get information was Bill Browder. So here's the thing. Yeah. Let me just take this.
I just got to interject here a second. I just saw that picture of Putin Khan, and that is the perfect statement for what this, that sums up Russia Gate. All it is a Putin Khan, and they are conning all of us with this Russia Gate stuff. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to, that's a perfect name for this.
No, I agree, but here's the thing. Let's point out what's going on. This is the argument. Let's go to a 50,000 foot level here. If you're going to take away people's fundamental rights, such as the right to free speech, if you're going to violate people's civil liberties and do surveillance, most people go, well, you shouldn't do that, except when? In times of war, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? So if you can set up a scenario by which you've built up a war, an enemy, right, then you can do anything. And this is exactly what's happened. They are using a false Russian narrative. And the people you're going to see behind this, the most high-profile one we've talked about before many times is John McCain. The anti-Russian narrative hides what the U.S. did in Syria. It hides what the U.S. did in Ukraine. It hides what the CIA's been up to around the world, right? And the guy who's been there at every point in this is John McCain. But he's only the most public. When you have other people like his assistant, David Kramer, or the other name to pay attention to is Jonathan Weiner. I've talked about him before. You're going to see these names as Nunez starts to go through the State Department. You watch. The name Jonathan Weiner is going to come up. Now, what's the media going to do? The media is going to continue to bury the story, because that's what, once you look at this story, like I say, you don't have to put together anything. Carter Page was being used by the FBI. It was reported by the Washington Post. It's as clear as the nose on your face, right?
Yep.
Why aren't they talking about it? Because they have this anti-Russia narrative that they want to push, not because they care about Russia. They don't care about it, but because they're using it to take away people's civil liberties right now. And this guy, Bill Browder, is absolutely at the center of that. He's the guy.
And that's the key thing that you just said right there, Lee. And I got to interject this, because Putin is put out there as the boogeyman for whom we have to surrender all of our civil liberties and our self-respect and our constitution. And when Megyn Kelly came here to interview Alex Jones, she had just gone to Russia to interview Putin. She asked me, did you see my interview with Putin? I said, no, I didn't watch it. And I honestly hadn't. I said, I'm not as worried about Putin as I am Michael Hayden and John Brennan and James Clapper and this massive surveillance state. And that was, what, a year ago or whatever. And I'd been talking about that for a while. I said, those are the guys who are directly taking my freedoms, not Vladimir Putin. He's not a good guy. I'm not a cheerleader for Putin. I don't work. I don't have anything to push for Putin, but I'm concerned about these guys here in America, the FISA court, which began back in the 1970s because they were spying on Americans in the 60s.
But luckily, David, there's a way that you can keep an eye on Brennan and Clapper now. It's just by watching network news, because they've been made analysts. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. Do any of these services say, hey, let's get a former head of the KGB to be an analyst?
Yeah.
This is what the news narrative is pushing. Literally, they're bringing you the news via Clapper, who we know committed perjury. Did I miss something there?
Yeah.
Or did James Clapper commit perjury, clearly, right?
That's right.
And same as Brennan, right? This is what's going on. And the only way they can justify it, because, again, you and I remember just a couple of years ago, Russian bot wasn't – if someone called you a Russian bot, they were a crazy person on the subway. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It's like an insane thing to say. But now calling someone, oh, you're a Russian stooge, you're a Russian stooge – that's so 2018, right? Politicians are doing it. John McCain is doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, anybody that supports Trump, you're going to immediately tar them as a racist, as a Russian bot, and so forth and so on. I mean, it's just these labels that they use to apply to people to shut them up. And you've even had Glenn Greenwald coming out and say, seriously, are you going to say that what we were missing was the CIA perspective? That's what we needed at NBC and other places. And you have the audacity to call RT and others state news when you are hiring these lying former surveillance state.
And Sputnik, where I work. And I'll tell you, anybody can come in. We have no outside influence. We set the show ourselves. We pick what we want to do. I don't come here and say one thing and say something different there, right? But don't forget, InfoWars has been accused, by prop or not, of being Russian media as well.
That's right. They lumped us together with Russia Today and Sputnik and everything, because it's just anybody that they disagree with, you're Russian.
And this is a very dangerous situation. And again, what they're doing is they've had to create, if they don't have an actual emergency, so they had to create one. And the reason they're pulling this boogeyman out, and Preet Bharara is part of that effort. Bill Browder is part of that effort. James Comey is part of that effort. And unfortunately, David, a lot of people on the right are falling for this, because what the CIA has learned, do you think they just fund the Democrat, the liberal sites? Absolutely not, David. they make sure that they get the Republicans as well. So when people hear about this meeting, I see people going, well, the Russians set up that meeting and it was, they were trying to get Don Jr. I swear to God, that's not what happened. If you look at the facts, it was about this guy, Bill Browder, who lied under oath, who committed perjury in front of the Senate. Just compare. I say, look, we have populist.tv/Browder. We have all the info up there. I put up 6.5 hours of this guy's depositions. You watch what he says in those depositions. Compare it to what he said under oath.
Very key that people understand who Browder is and how he has been a pivotal figure, and you've been at the forefront of identifying that. Thank you so much for joining us. Lee Stranahan, again, you can find him at thepopulist.us, citizenjournalismschool.com. And coming up, we have Lionel joining us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Former Facebook and Google employees are speaking out against what they say are societal dangers posed by social media and smartphones. The group recently formed the Center for Humane Technology, and they're on a mission to highlight the ill effects associated with the very social networks they helped create. As part of their first campaign titled The Truth About Tech, the group will target 55,000 U.S. public schools in an effort to warn students, teachers, and parents about tech addiction. Tristan Harris, a former ethicist at Google and head of the new group, says the largest supercomputers in the world are inside of two companies, Google and Facebook. And where are we pointing them? We're pointing them at people's brains, at children. Numerous studies have linked excessive technology use among children to depression and developmental issues. The Center for Humane Technology also hopes to develop a ledger of harms, a site to inform tech engineers who may be worried about what they're building. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we are talking to Lionel in this part of the broadcast, next couple of segments. Before we get to Lionel, I want to remind you real quickly of a couple of specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, funds this operation, keeps us independent. We've got CellForce, the Real Red Pill, two of our newest products, 50% off. Our very newest supplement, BodEase, a way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, to fight against inflammation of your joints. BodEase is now 50% off, and we have 50% off of Carnivore and Floralife as part of our InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, because these do help your digestive tract. Carnivore and Floralife help you with digestion. They also give you probiotics that can make it past your stomach into your intestines, and that is a very, very key component of your overall health, is your gut health. You can get those two together, Carnivore and Floralife, now for an unprecedented 50% off, the deepest they've ever been discounted. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds our operation and keeps us independent, not having to go to big pharmaceutical companies, for example, like the mainstream media and the cable companies do to fund their operations. All right, let's go to Lionel. And again, you can find Lionel on YouTube. Lionel Nation has a website, Lionel Media, and you can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thanks for joining us, Lionel. Great to talk to you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'd like to introduce my own particular product called Flatulite. For those people who are realizing that sometimes you should stand up for liberty by sending a message to those individuals who would seek to destroy our Constitution by giving them the Lionel Nation salute of defiance. Just want to, if you don't mind.
Is that a derivative of Beano that you've got there? But
the opposite of that. We all have our ways. We all have our ways of communicating the truth. David, are these the best times or...
I tell you what, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, we just had the House come out with their FISA memo saying, look, this dirty dossier, and you and I talked last year about how they called it a dossier to give it gravitas, right?
Right.
You label it, it was a total nonsense, total fiction, but they call it a dossier. They take that as the sole basis of their FISA warrant. Now the Senate is going to come out and say, oh, by the way, the DNC didn't just fund that dirty dossier. They also had a hand in writing it, but now it gets even worse with this stuff that's come out about Carter Page that was hiding in plain sight in the Washington Post and New York Times about how this guy was actually a FBI undercover employee until they flipped the narrative and called him a spy.
You can't. Now, did you happen to catch Carter Page with Laura Ingraham the other night?
No, I didn't see that.
Maybe on YouTube. Okay. Carter Page reminds me a little bit of maybe like a, kind of like Gomer, you know, with Luann. He was like, it was just the strangest thing. This is a man who basically was, if you will, this is a man who was the victim of one of the worst Title I FISA searches ever. Title I is the granddaddy of them all. Title I means every single thing that you do. You are a walking wiretap. Anybody around you, your travel, your friends, any engagement. Now,
enemy
here is a fellow.
State.
You're an enemy of the state and also an agent of an aggressive foreign nation. Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. He was called a UCE, excuse me, an undercover employee one. Now, nobody volunteers to be an undercover or confidential informant, I guess, for the FBI, unless you're working off charges, you've been conscripted, or maybe, who knows, maybe he always wanted to be an agent, and he said, now's my chance to pull an Ephraim Zimbalist. So anyway, that's right, Luann, and don't forget Charlie Hacker, again, a reference to our childhood that nobody recognizes.
That's right.
So anyway, so there he is. Now, one of the things we have, and there's a rule in evidence law called the voucher rule, where basically you vouch for your own witnesses and you can't cross-examine your own witness. Anyway, or impeach your own witness. So by extension of that, that means this. The FBI thought enough of this man to, in essence, deputize him, to mm-hmm. have him provide binders. Here, Mr. Knight, or Comrade Dostoyevsky, whatever your name is, take my binders with the little rings, I guess, in it. And you tabbed. Remember when we were kids and the cat tab? Take this binder. And in the binder are listening devices. He's a spook. He's doing this voluntary. Okay, fine. Whatever. This 2000. Now.
Lee Stranahan was just saying, Lionel, that he had John Kiriakou, who used to work for the CIA, was a whistleblower, on his program, and he said, that's some of the worst spycraft we've ever seen to do that sort of thing. But that's what they were doing with Carter Page.
And this is the guy that the FBI has to say when they're prepared to go to trial, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, we have a good egg, a true American, somebody we trust, somebody we vouch for, whose credibility, whose efficacy, whose help. Yes, we want you. This is what they were prepared to do. Okay. Now we have, he's the enemy of the state. Now.
That's right. So and he had worked for them from 2013 to May 2016. All of a sudden, they flipped the narrative. Now he goes from undercover agent for the FBI to spy of Russia.
Now, when he was on with Laura Ingraham the other night, did Laura say, whoa, wait a minute. What? I mean, nobody, it's like, I know you've got the get, but we need to get a little bit deeper. We're being played here. Yeah. So let me get this straight, Carter, CP. Did you do this voluntarily, or did they say, now listen, Paige, we want you to go and we're going to wire you up. Now listen, we're not going to use anything against you, but we want to use your status as Title I. I know. And by the way, Cheryl Atkinson writes some of the best pieces on this because she herself was the victim of this. Or... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or is he still working off the charges because of something they nabbed him in, something they threatened him with, something that, and by the by, you know who's really right now talking to his lawyers saying, how do I withdraw a plea? This is Flynn and Papadopoulos.
Yeah, and you bring up Flynn, you know, Alan Dershowitz said, are they going to use Flynn to come after Trump? Because he's their witness and they've just accused him of perjury. So you're going to say that you just accused of perjury and use him as your key witness?
He pled guilty to it and was fired because he lied to General Pence, Vice President Pence. So General Flynn.
Yeah, General Pence is maybe more like it.
So here's what's happening. So I don't understand this Carter Page thing. I have no idea. Were you working off charges? And if you were, that goes to any potential, impeachment, if you will, if this were to ever go to trial with what I don't know. So Carter Page, nobody is really getting down to the basis of this. Now, here's what I want to say. And I did a video this morning. I want you to hear this. Very, very thorough and exhaustive, at Lionel Nation. Little self-plug. Now, we need to completely abolish the FISA courts, FISC courts, get rid of the FISA. Yes. It's a joke. It's not even a kangaroo court. Let me tell you what they did. This is what they do today. In order for people to get away, to have their get out of jail card free, you know, their... They say, well, don't hit me with your treason. No, I abided by the statute. What they do is they take the Fourth Amendment. They have the spirit. They know exactly what it's about. You don't need these special courts to get warrants. You don't need any of this. And frankly, I don't give a damn if you're going to surveil somebody in Pakistan or somebody. I don't care. When they're here, it's a different story. Okay. Still, you don't need these special courts. You can just go to, it's easy. Anyway.
Yeah.
And don't forget, from 1979 until 2013, out of over 35,000 applications, 12 were rejected. Okay. Yes. So here's what happens. Today they figure, as long as we have a ceremony called the FISA court, as long as we have this thing, this fiction called the FISC court, where I wear a pointy hat with moons on it and a wand and a cape, and we flash the lights and we go through some stupid ceremony there, we've satisfied the Fourth Amendment. No, we haven't. Hey,
hang on. Let's stick on this subject because this is the key thing. This is bigger than the coup against President Trump because this is a coup against our constitutional way of life. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Yeah. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Makaru from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we were talking to Lionel just before we had interrupted for a hard break. And, of course, we're talking about the FISA court. And many people are starting to look at this and say, what is this thing? We've had a lot of people in media say, this is something that came out of the Patriot Act and 9-11. No, it didn't. As Lionel pointed out, all the search warrants going back, the tens of thousands of search warrants, there's only about a dozen of them that were never granted, going back to the 70s. And it came out of the church and Pike committee hearings in the Senate and the House. Why? Because in the 1970s, they had already had decades of abuse and spying on the American people by these same agencies that are now in the spotlight again. So they created FISA. And what the F is about is foreign. That's what it was supposed to be about. And yet they turned this into a tool. So Lionel was pointing out to us that he had done an exhaustive, not an exhausting, but an exhaustive report on FISA. So give us the benefit of your wisdom and insight, Lionel, about FISA.
By the way, that would be a great hashtag, what the F is FISA about. And I would like to hashtag just say to FISA, but I don't know how to spell that. But it's the thought that counts. And that's how right. I do it, it's an art. No hands, yeah. Ma. Yep. By the by, great bumper music, Jessica, Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, thrown yeah. out of the Allman Brothers because he was too much of a drunk. Now, just imagine that legacy is like, wow.
That's a pretty low standard, right?
But go back to this. We have this fiction that somehow there's this protection, and they also talk about Woods procedures, the Woods.
Maybe that's what the F stands for, fiction.
Yes, right. Fiction, fictive, fugazi, false.
The Fiction Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Well, we've got to just get rid of this nonsense, because what they do yeah. is you cannot create this magical procedure. We have four judges. They must have been laughing. I got it, four judges. In the basement of a, wait a minute, hold it, I got one, the basement of a DC court. Yeah, that's it. Now, before I forget, here's the best story, I'm sorry, of them all. Adam Schiff, okay? And he's gonna have, if you've been following Q, and you've been following the Anons, and talking about what old Shifty Shift is doing, Schiff, this guy's got a heap of trouble on the horizon. But we'll wait to see. But David, here's a guy who has been immersed in the world of intelligence. Intel, FISA, Intel, spy, Title One, this, all right, Section 720, Title 7, Title One. He gets a call one day. Yes. Dr. Schiff, yeah, listen, there's a morning zoo team, I don't know, a couple of Russians. A morning zoo team in Moscow, you know, Q Moscow Zoo or whatever, two crazy wacky guys call up and get through to the man who, by the way, he's going to get that look. Doesn't he look like he's in the middle of a botched proctology investigation, some kind of a prostate, like somehow? Like
he always does. I said, how did he ever get on any kind of committee that has intelligence in the name? I played that earlier today, these Russians. And you know, the thing that struck me most about it, Lionel, is that unlike our American comedians, the Russian comedians are still funny.
Oh, yes. And they're probably saying like, yes, Mr. Schiff, yes, her name is Bumbaza Brubuga, which of course is probably filthy. And he goes, Boza, how do you spell that? You go, and then he says, now be careful. Look at these two guys. Yeah. Stephen Colbert on his best, they couldn't do this. Jimmy, what's his name, is walking around West Hollywood saying, do you know what Labor Day means? I mean, this is our cutting edge comedy. So anyway,
and he's telling him that it's in Brighton Beach, which is a Soviet part of New York.
But he's also suggesting, he says, now listen, be careful. You know, the Russians could be listening to this. He says this. Yeah. He says, be careful. The Russians could be listening to this uncompromising. They are the right. This is collusion. This is yeah. a comedy. And you know, when he went back to his fellow, you know, for lack of a better word, ball busting friends in the Congress, hey, Adam, get any calls lately? Ah! Hey, Adam, it's for you. Phone calls for you. He fell for this. Now think about this. This is the highest level. This is a guy who sits around and says, you don't understand. I know security. I cannot let this memo go because security, intelligence, I'm on the House Permanence Committee and I bleed secure. Nothing gets by me. Nothing. I'm a steel trap. Schiff in German means trusted. I'm making this up. And two guys get past his secretary. Remember when they called the hospital in the UK for the Queen or something, and some poor yeah. woman answered the phone. Yeah, hang on a minute. It's the Queen. and she was fired. Schiff keeps his job. And of course, you know that this poor woman who answered the phone, they're going to get her.
The Democrats have got, Lionel. That's the problem. They can't find anybody that's any better to replace him.
This is monumental. I cannot believe this. And then, I know you're going to cut me off any moment. I'm going to hear the music and you're, but it'll be good music nonetheless. Better to go with good music. But then you have Q releasing and others we're learning about Loretta Lynch with Bill Clinton talking about, you know, now that we've offed, I mean, now that Scalia's gone, you know, you might, be looking pretty good with a robe on you if you can handle the Hillary. Now, meanwhile, this is Anthony Scalia, conservative firebrand. David, I'm no Columbo, all right, but he was found in an Illuminati hunting lodge with a pillow on his head.
Are you talking about an Illuminati lodge? I was there. Pillow. That is one of the creepiest places I've ever been to. I mean, they got all this. It's
pillow
amazing.
On his, you know, the My Pillow commercials.
Remember? Yeah.
They should have one, the Scalia model, who did an autopsy on the phone. Okay. Now this is so they must look at us and say, you know, these Americans, they fall for anything. I know. You got Schiff who's answering the phone. You've got people who believe this cock and bull story about how Scalia, Nino just died. Oop, and his family said, nothing wrong here. It's like the Kennedys. Yeah. You ever hear a Kennedy ever question an assassination? Nope. You ever hear the Prince or the Royals? Hey, Prince Harry, any questions about your mom? Nope. Hey, Scalia, anybody, any of you, what, 30 kids? Anybody, is this so funny? Nope. I don't know who scares these people. This is, David, if I wrote this as a script, you would say, this is ridiculous. Nobody's gonna believe this. This is it. The saddest part about this is that it's true, and it's our republic, and it's not. And nobody's digging deep enough. Nobody's really going beyond and going further, because it's not just about a memo. It's about the basic shredding of our Constitution. The Fourth Amendment means nothing. These people need to absolutely, positively abolish this court. And the FISA judges themselves must grow a pair and say, you've now put our name, FISA judge, next to Edsel Shinola. Here's one for you, David. Remember AIDS candies? Remember that? AIDS?
No, I don't remember that. No.
Oh, yeah. Look that one up. AIDS candies. It was a diet candy. Hey, David, how'd you lose weight? AIDS. They took that off the market, too. So FISA is going to become now a sad synonym, a bad joke. I know right now your team is going, AIDS. Did he say AIDS? I got to look this one up. AIDS? AYDS? Because they're normally telepathic. David, this is not, I don't mean to laugh about it, because if we don't laugh, we're going, there we go. Look at this.
Yeah, AYD. You got the commercial.
Look at that. Is this?
Imagine, appetite suppressor. Way, yeah.
Can you imagine the guys from AIDS, the board walking in Monday? You're not going to believe this. There's a new disease. It kills people. There's no cure. Guess what it's called? Metrical? No. Guess again. This is one of those.
It just took our business out. Yeah.
Yeah, Shinola, yeah. Edsel, you know, and now FISA court, this super secret in order to protect our rights. And meanwhile, Carter Page is on with Laura Ingraham, like, well, what are you going to do? Yeah, I was a victim.
Well, that's where I disagree with you, Lionel, because I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think nothing happened with the NSA after the Snowden leaks and so forth. I mean, they had charts out there laughing at us. They showed that, and those charts didn't make the American media. They were picked up by Der Spiegel in Germany. Showing, who thought in 1984, and they show the Super Bowl commercial in 1984, you know, David, that this would become Big Brother. They show Steve Jobs holding the iPhone, and that the zombies would line up to pay for it. I mean, they just laugh
David,
at us.
David, I'm sorry to say you're right. The stuff that shouldn't mean something, like Colin Powell holding up the comet in the Coke vial.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call them. I don't know. But anyway, but that we jumped on. But I have... Yeah. This basically indictment against this court, which is odd. Nobody
that's right.
says anything.
Sorry, I got to cut you off again, because that's all the time we got. But thank you for joining us, Lionel. You can find him on LionelMedia.com, on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and Twitter, Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us.
I want to plow into all of this that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.